This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom report. The signs are multiplying, the patterns aligning. Yahuwah is exposing the hand of Edom, dismantling its structures and awakening scattered Israel to the hour. We see it in the crumbling foundations of its financial systems, the brazen displays of control, and the deliberate fracturing of nations, all echoing the prophecies of old. For generations, the descendants of Esau have sought to usurp the birthright, to dominate the covenant people, and to establish a kingdom built on lies and oppression. But their time is waning. The judgment has begun. Consider the spectacle unfolding within the halls of power, in Washington and beyond. Reports confirm officials are being compelled to surrender their personal devices, their very lives digitized, to the custodians of this decaying empire. This is not about security, friends. This is about subjugation. Those who serve within this system, even at its highest levels, are not masters of their own domains. They are extensions of a power structure demanding absolute obedience, total transparency. From its servants, while cloaking itself in deception, this mirrors the ancient pattern: those who align with Edom become slaves to its will. It's a chilling echo of the mark, a foreshadowing of the tightening grip, and a clear signal that Edom's desperation grows with each passing day. And where does this control originate? It flows from the same source that has fueled conflict for centuries: usury. We've long spoken of the predatory finance that underpins the Western order, and the evidence continues to mount. Researchers are revealing the deliberate dismantling of the Ottoman Empire, not for peace, but for profit. The international bankers, overwhelmingly of Edomite lineage, carved up the Middle East through secret agreements, disregarding ancestral lands and igniting tribal conflict. This wasn't geopolitics. It was a calculated effort to indebt nations and extract wealth. The artificial states created by Edom's architects are now reaping the whirlwind, and Israel, established in 1948, remains a focal point of this engineered chaos, a strategic asset for Edom, a constant source of tribulation. Yahuwah sees the blood on their hands, and he will hold them accountable. This pattern of domination extends even to the so-called ally of the United States, the modern state of Israel. Jerusalem is witnessing a further erosion of justice, a neutering of its legal safeguards. The ruling coalition has enacted a law that allows ministers to dismiss the legal opinions of the Attorney General, effectively seizing absolute power. For those with eyes to see, this is entirely consistent with the pattern of judgment upon Edom. The descendants of Esau masquerade as Israel, operating by principles of domination and control, building systems predicated on deception. This isn't streamlining government. It's a calculated power grab, a further demonstration that the checks and balances were always a facade, designed to appease while the regime pursues its agenda of expansion and oppression. But the very foundations of this Edomite power are cracking. We are witnessing the unraveling of their financial dominion, a direct result of Yahuwah's judgment. Reports out of Frankfurt detail legal action initiated by Deutsche Bank, UniCredit, and Commerzbank against Lind, not merely a business dispute, but a symptom of a deeper affliction. The relentless and unlawful sanctions imposed by the West, falsely presented as justice, are acts of economic warfare, designed to destabilize sovereign nations and enforce the will of Edom. Now, the blowback is fracturing their financial infrastructure, exposing the inherent instability of a system built on usury. For decades, we've warned of this impending collapse, and the scriptures are clear. Yahuwah will dismantle the power of those who oppress his covenant people and establish a righteous order. This isn't just about economics or politics. It's a spiritual battle for the minds of our children. The seed of Esau is being sown in the classroom, a deliberate campaign to erase the memory of our ancestors, to strip away the weight of our history, and to undermine our covenant identity. Educational systems, particularly those influencing Israel, are becoming instruments of Edom, designed not to enlighten but to erase. The Tanakh is presented as myth, our prophets as archaic figures, and our laws as outdated relics. They speak of tolerance while demonizing our unique inheritance, preaching equality while subtly undermining the distinct calling of Jacob. This erosion of remembrance is a critical component of Edom's strategy to disconnect scattered Israel from its roots and assimilate it into a world system hostile to Yahuwah. The watchman has been sounding the alarm, and the hour is late. The judgment on Edom is unfolding before our eyes, but amidst the darkness, there is hope. Scattered Israel is awakening, remembering its covenant identity, and preparing for the restoration that is to come. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.